Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
When We Fall Apart, that is Ryan Stevenson. And I'm happy my guests are already in the studio. I have Mama Pal Cooper in studio and her daughter, Kelita. Both of them are here, and I'm so excited. So who should I greet first, the child or the mother?
That's in the traditional way.
Yes. The mother first. Mommy, how are you?
I am so blessed, and it's always great to be back at Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
As you said, this is yeah, I think Dwayne the other day said, I'm starting to be part of the furniture.
No, you are. You are part of the furniture.
Okay.
I'm so excited to have you. And Kelita, how are you, my girl?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so great to have you guys here. So Sunday is Mother's Day. We're celebrating Mother's Day. What does it mean to you, Kelita?
I think, well, man, I feel like the day is not enough.
Yeah, ne?
It's really not enough.
Yeah.
But I think also at the same time, it's really cool to have a day because it just reminds us.
Yeah.
I think when you're used to a person, it's you forget to appreciate them. That's
true.
Why I think birthdays are cool as well.
Mm.
Just to have like a day where you remember to appreciate people.
Mm.
So, yeah, I hope that I do this year's justice. But
so are you ready? Have you already got Mama a gift for Sunday?
I have.
It's somewhere in the house. You're hiding it from her.
I'm not even hiding it. We're just praying that the courier people
arrive on
get
time.
It to me on time.
Are you excited, Mama? Are you looking forward to the gift, to the day?
I am, but you know, when you're on radio and you ask a question like that, somebody has to say yes. Even if the gift isn't bought, you're under pressure.
Yeah.
But no, I'm looking forward.
Yeah.
I really am. No, they always get me gifts.
Mm.
And in fact, before we close, my son wrote me a poem some years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to close with that poem.
Wow,
just,
beautiful.
Yeah, to read it out to all the mothers.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm. Okay. But you know, before we really start and get into things, there's a question I wanted to ask you, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
How important is the role of a mother?
The role of a mother is extremely important. In law, let me just refer first of all to my profession.
Okay.
In law, for instance, when there is a case and an unfortunate case maybe of divorce,
mm-hmm.
then parents have to, you know, it's a custody case.
Yeah.
There's a legal principle in law where normally young children are given to the mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fast, you know, I mean, there are extenuating circumstances.
Okay.
But normally there's a legal principle that says younger children normally are given to the mother. And the reason for that is because there's been some level of evidence that has been put there to suggest that in the early childhood years, children need that nurturing, that mothering. And
sure.
So, and it's not to say that fathers are expendable.
Yeah.
Yes, but just the nurturing aspect. Remember,
sure.
Just as soon as the baby is born, what does he do? He just latches on to the mother's breast.
Yeah.
He's been in that comforting scenario, environment, warmth, and everything. And yeah.
Sure.
So mothers are extremely important in terms of nurturing and giving that warmth and comfort and encouragement and inspiration. Yeah.
Mm. And what message of encouragement would you give to a mother listening this afternoon who is not in a good relationship with their child or children? You know, there are mothers who are going through a lot, especially with their children. Children who feel like, you know, my mom is in my business. You know, they just want to do their own thing. And there's a mother who's crying out for their child. Their child is out there doing drugs, you know, out in the streets.
Mm.
How can you encourage that mother right now?
I would encourage that mother to say, hang in there. In fact, let me just tell you, I was one of those children.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, from the ages of about 18 to early 20s, I just went, you know, a little berserk. I was Miss Party Girl, just party over here, party over there, going to parties and drinking.
Mm.
And I'm an only child.
Sure.
So it was traumatic for my mother. And people, you know, in the community, you used to say, ah, Hashem, and she's an only child. It's like, there's no plan B, you know, no option. You can't say, well, maybe this one will turn out right. Mm. And my mother prayed, she prayed, she trusted. Sometimes I come home at 2 a.m. at night, and, you know, and I find my mother praying. I'd be climbing in through windows and stuff like that. Sure. And my mother would be praying at night. And one day she just came back. I remember after, you know, another party night, and my mother said, God gave me a dream. She said she gave me a dream. And in that dream, you were all dressed in white, and you were so beautiful, and you had a baby in your hands, and you were just glowing, and, you know, just, and she said, God, I know that everything's going to be all right. And I mean, that was more than 38 years ago. And so I want to tell mothers out there, it may look bad, but let me tell you, there's a testimony.
That's coming
there is
out
a
of
testimony,
the situation.
A powerful testimony that's coming out of that. And God can and will use that child who looks like they're rogue, that looks like they're rebellious. Those are the ones that, you know, when they get into relationship with Yeshua, because those are the kind of people who are all in it. It's like, you don't do something, it's just small. You do everything. You're committed to what you do. And when they commit to Yeshua, I'm telling you, it's going to be such a commitment. I was with another brother of mine this week, a couple of weekends ago, Abner Mariri, and he was telling his story about drugs.
Yeah, that he's been clean for 11 years now.
11
I think I saw
years.
It. Yes.
Yes.
God is good.
He was talking about drugs and how he even used to sell the fridges and everything. I mean,
just to get a fix.
Complete write-off, you know. He said he once drove, he dumped his drugs in Limpopo. Went to drive there so he couldn't get it. And then he said in the middle of the night,
he went back to get the drugs.
Himself in the middle of the night with a torch looking for the drugs, and he found them and took them back for a fix. But look where he is, and now he's affecting departments. His book is out there. He's getting drug addicts out. I mean, God is using him so powerfully. So that's my message to mothers right there. Is never, never, ever give up. There's a testimony that you have to live for and you have to see. And I'm just so glad my mother passed in September, just before her 95th birthday. But I'm forever grateful that she saw more than two decades of me just shining and being, you know.
She never gave up. She prayed.
She never gave up. So that's it. And listen, that's the story of Hannah.
Yeah.
That's the story of Hannah. She was a praying woman.
True.
In spite of Penina. Penina was harassing her.
Yeah, mocking her.
Penina was like, hey, where now? Why are you seeking? How truly you're barren and all of that. But and this is the interesting thing. She allowed Penina's provocation to provoke her into prayer. And that's what I want to encourage women out there. Whatever is provoking you, whether it's drug addiction through your children, alcoholism, depression, let it provoke you into a place of prayer. Because the prayer that Hannah said, it says she prayed so much that her husband thought she was drunk. He's like, hey, you know, and that. So let it provoke you into that kind of prayer, because when you are in that kind of prayer, you don't care who's looking. You don't care who says, but you know how drunk people are.
You don't care if you look good or not.
No, they don't care. So, and he thought she was drunk, but she was in a drunken place of prayer. And so let the situation bring you into a place of prayer, and let it also bring you into a place of aligning with God's will.
Amen.
Because this is the story about Hannah, is that Hannah had all along been praying for a son. So that she could braggadocious like Penina. No, you know, Mama Zala, I also have. And then she changed her prayer one day and she said, God, if you can give me a son, I will return him back to you.
That's
because
powerful.
Hannah was looking for a son, but God was looking for a prophet.
Amen.
So when she gave him back to him, it's like, okay, now we're speaking. Now we're talking. Now I can answer your prayer. So if there's a mother out there, what are you praying for your son? Give that daughter, that son back to God and transfer ownership back to him, because these are not our children. These are have been loaned to us. We are. God once told me about Kalita when I was stressing about her. He said, no, give her back to me. He said, you are a renter womb. When you are a renter womb, your job is to teach, to train, to equip her, to activate her. But you don't own her. Kalita belongs to me. Give her back to me, because whoever owns something has the responsibility of maintaining that.
Sure, true.
So I said, okay, God, you can take everything. I give you Kalita. I give you Koketso.
Yeah.
I give you Koketso. I give you the car. I give you Forks. Nice. I give you Pumba and Shadow, our dogs.
Sure.
Take everything, the house, because
yeah, everything belongs to you.
It all belongs to you.
Wow. Sean, what a beautiful message. And what about your relationship with your mom? What are some of your greatest memories when you think of mama?
My mom's one of those people who my daughter's laughing because somebody described one of my mentors described my mother to say that my mother puts Madea to shame.
Wow. You know,
she makes Madea look like an angel.
Sure. Wow.
My mother's one of those with lots of adventures.
Sure. Sense of humor.
Sense of humor, wow. Adventure. I mean, just out there. She says what she thinks.
Sure. Wow.
Etc. And then she was a pioneer and a trailblazer. And that's the other message I want to leave. My mother is from Botswana originally. And my mother was the first, when Botswana became independent in 1966,
okay,
we were living in Canada. And my mother was recalled by the first president, okay, Sarata Kama.
Mm.
And he said, Sarara, Botswana is on the list of 25 poorest nations in the world.
Mm.
You have to, they had four graduates.
Sure.
And my mother was one of the four.
Hmm.
And he said, come home and build Botswana. You
sure
have to come home.
Hmm.
So I want to encourage mothers out there. Mothers are nation builders as well.
Amen.
So my mother came home and she helped to build the nation.
Hmm.
She became the first woman also in Botswana to get a doctorate degree.
Hmm.
She became the first woman also to be a professor, etc. there. So let me encourage mothers out there.
Hmm.
You don't have to have a degree to become a nation builder.
Yeah.
You don't have to have gone to university to be a trailblazer and a pioneer.
Mm.
Jael, who's the one who killed Sisera, not Deborah,
sure,
the judge, the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jael who killed Sisera. She was a housewife right there.
Sure.
So you can be a housewife.
And still do great things. Sure. Wow.
And still do great things. And especially I want to encourage single mothers out there.
Mm. Hmm.
South African statistics say we have around 9 million fatherless children.
Sure.
Not because their fathers are dead.
Mm-mm.
Or, you know, but because they're either divorced or their mothers were never married.
Sure.
So I want to encourage every single mother out there.
Mm.
You can do it. You're not single if you are in relationship with Yeshua.
Amen.
It's
true.
You and God. It's you and God, and you together.
Sure.
You can do it. So just look unto Yeshua, the author and finisher of your faith.
Amen.
And I know many amazing children. You know, we do want their fathers there, but I'm saying that if their fathers choose not to be in their lives, trust God, and God can do it, and God can help you raise up those children to be amazing role models to their generation.
Sure. Family, this afternoon I'm with Mama Pearl Cooper and her daughter Kelita. If you have any questions as we talk, pertaining on motherhood, whatever that's laid in your heart, you're welcome to send us a WhatsApp message or drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Send us a voice note or a message. So, Kelita, back to you. What about children who feel like, their mothers don't understand them? You know, they're not hearing them. They can't reach out here. Have you ever been at a place where you felt like, my mom does not get me?
I feel like that's the gist of just how everyone grows up. That's part of growing up.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and be pretentious and say that I've had the most stellar relationship. I am the perfect child.
Yeah.
But definitely, I feel like to some degree, you may feel like, nah, I don't think that my mom gets me in this stage. And it may hold merit. I mean, when we go through things, we experience them differently. So the way you will experience a circumstance will not be the same way I will deal with the same thing.
True.
So, but what I do know is even if you feel like they may not understand, the great thing about having an involved mother is that they're always there for you.
Sure. Wow.
So I guess just to encourage people who may not have the greatest relationship with their mom at the moment or at all, is knowing that even if you're going through a rough patch and it feels lonely, I think, was it, Mom, what's the, what's that quote, that Donna quote about the knife?
That, mangwana. Mangwana tsara tipa bohale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, in English, translation.
Says, Mama, help us. It says, English, the mother holds the knife.
Yes.
Where it's what?
Well, I was actually okay. even going to talk about it later to say that there are two sides to a mother.
Okay.
And Kelita will take over again, but
yeah.
there are two sides to a mother. The one side is nurturing and caring.
Okay.
The other side is protective.
Oh, yes. That's fiercely where the protective. Knife story
so
comes
literal
through.
Translation is that a mother is ready to hold the blade, the oh, knife the blade. At the mm-hmm. blade.
Yeah.
In other words, she's ready to be cut.
Sure.
To protect her child.
Hmm.
Mangwana, the mother of a child, is ready to hold even the blade if it's necessary to protect. And you see it even with dogs, you know? You've seen a female dog protecting
the puppies.
Even the husband is not allowed.
Yeah.
So, but Kelita was saying something.
Yeah, but knowing that and seeing at least my mom, I can only speak from my experience, knowing that she really is the person who will take the blade.
She's the blade.
She's the blade holder. in many regards, in many circumstances.
Sure, wow.
It's always good to remember that they have your back, even if you don't think that they're, they understand
and,
you.
And, you know, sorry to jump in. And I think sometimes we think mothers are too hard on us. And all they want is the best for us. You know, I'm a mother myself and I have a teenage boy who sometimes I feel like he feels like I'm always pushing him. And it's only because I want the best for him.
Yeah.
But I think he doesn't see it. He sees it as me being hard, you know, and it's only me wanting to hold the blade.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of parenthood. I think that's also one thing that you have to navigate is the balance of the relationship with a child and a parent. Because at some degree, you want that closeness and that, like, being able to feel safe. But also having to balance that they're, like... not your friend.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we definitely
heard that a lot of times.
That I'm not your friend.
Well, you know, we behave like friends sometimes. Like, she'll say, let's go out. Mom, I need some girl time.
You
and
know
we'll
what
watch
I'm
movies
saying, Mom?
And we'll eat popcorn and we'll go shopping. But then there's that boundary of the discipline time.
Yeah, I get you.
Then she hears, Kelita, I'm not your friend, actually. I'm your mother. So the fact that we eat popcorn together and watch
friends.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's that line.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's just learning that those two worlds exist, I guess. If you can understand that they're not trying to kill you.
Yeah, you know.
Then you can kind of get around it and just give grace when you feel you're overextended.
And what are some of the things you love about Mom?
She is a very busybody. which means
Do you
that
love the fact that
when
she's
she,
a busybody?
Yes. Because every now and again, my introvert self gets the house to herself.
Oh, wow. I get you.
But,
because when she's away traveling with ministry, you get to be by yourself.
It's my house then, you know? Sure. I'm not joking.
So is it that when she's home, she's always in...
She's usually a very busy person, but I love the fact that she works so hard.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a trait that, I guess, most of my... family on the female side portrays is they're very hardworking, as you just heard my mom speaking about my grandmother. Everyone's just really hardworking and they do so much and they care for more than just themselves. I feel like the selflessness, it's one thing to be a mother of someone and being selfless and loving that person unconditionally, even though they may hurt you, but it's another level of being a mother to so many people. And I get people that I don't know messaging me on Facebook like, oh my gosh, we share your mom. Thanks for sharing your mom. And I'm like, okay, it wasn't my choice, but I guess we're here now.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to be selfless rather and care about more than just your biological family, but literally thousands of people taking care of them and looking out for them and correcting them and just trying to leave a legacy for them as well. I think that's something to be commended about.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that you say when she's not home, you have the house to yourself.
It's great.
Okay, right now we're going to take a song. One of the songs I really love for a long time now by Boyz II Men, a song for Mama. We dedicate it to all the mothers listening, and we're going to go for news at 5. And when we come back from the 5 o'clock news, we'll wrap up our talk. And you'll also get to pray for the mothers.
Wonderful.
And Kelita, you'll pray for the children.
All righty.
Awesome. We have a deal?
Yeah.
Yes. Here is Boyz II Men, a song for Mama, dedicated. Yay. To all the mothers.
Hallelujah.
Happy Mother's Day.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Indeed, what a mighty God we serve. Beautiful song, Kelita. You wrote this song, right?
I did.
Yeah. And how do you feel?
Weird.
It's a weird feeling for you. Mama, how does it feel when you hear your daughter's music playing on radio?
You know, her name, Kelita, means voice of God.
Wow. And is it? Oh,
yes.
Kelita. And what language
is Hebrew.
It?
Oh, it's Hebrew. Hebrew.
Okay.
And God gave me, before she was born, when I was expecting her, I had a dream of her.
Mm.
And at the age of 2, in that dream, she was receiving the Lord,
wow.
You know, as her savior.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she did. When she was 2, she received Jesus.
Wow.
And so her name, voice of God, it's a singing voice of God.
Oh, Kelita, yeah. That's so sweet.
So for me, it's the fulfillment of priesthood. How do you feel?
Sure.
It's the fulfillment of prophecy.
Amen.
God prophesied
Amen.
That she would be a voice,
mm.
and she's a singing voice of
sure.
God.
Mm.
Amen.
Family, this afternoon in the studio, I'm with Pearl Coupe, Mama Pearl, and her daughter Kelita. We're celebrating Mother's Day coming on Sunday. And Mama Pearl, we've spoken about women, you know, who have trouble or who are troubled by their children, but forgot about mothers who never had opportunity to become mothers, like,
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Never been able to carry a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when I, you know, in saying about that, and of course we talked about Hannah, who went through a season of barrenness.
Yeah.
And God delivered her of that when she aligned her will to God's will. But I also want to say this to other mothers, you know, maybe who've not physically carried a child. My mother used to say this to me always, that it is possible to push out a child and not be a mother.
Sure.
So carrying a child or pushing out a child does not necessarily make you a mother. It just makes you a woman biologically.
Sure. Wow. That's powerful.
So mothering has nothing to do with carrying with a child.
I hear you.
It's a biological incident.
Mm.
Mothering is the process of taking care of that child.
Sure.
So you don't have to have carried that child
or
pushed that child out to mother.
Mm.
To mother. That's not what identifies you as a mother.
Yeah.
And so there are many mothers out there. There are many women who have not pushed out or carried children who are mothers.
Mm.
Don't let that rob you of motherhood.
Sure.
You don't have to physically carry a child. And as Kelita's already told you, says, I'm mother to thousands, thousands. I have 2 biological, but I have literally adopted children,
sure.
you know, and foster children.
Mm.
And then, those in the faith, children in the faith. So that shouldn't stop us. I was, I was a prosecutor for many years. And as a prosecutor, unfortunately, some of the cases I had to prosecute were cases this is called infanticide.
Sure. What's that?
Infanticide is the murder of a baby.
Sure.
So in other words,
is it like abortion?
The baby has been born.
Okay.
And they go through full delivery. Okay. And then some of them would deliver the baby, throw them. Sorry, sure. This sounds very harsh. Mm. Throw them in the pit latrine if they were in the village, and they would drown in all the toilet.
Mm.
And so all I'm saying is that it's possible to carry a child and kill that child.
Sure.
You cannot be called a mother.
Mm.
And then it's possible to not carry any child, but to raise that child, to love that child, to sacrifice for that child, to groom that child, to nurture that child, to comfort that child. You are the mother.
Amen.
So to women out there who've not physically carried children, the carrying of children is not what makes you a mother. Yeah. And I want to encourage you out there, go and look for motherless and fatherless children and give them love. All that love that you've been carrying out there, find a place to release that love and to pour that love into.
Sure.
In fact, I gave a prophetic word some years ago to somebody to say that God is going to give you a child.
Sure.
But he wants you in the first instance to actually start by loving other children. Just love other children. And they adopted a child. And as soon as they adopted a child, they had their own biological child.
Sure. Wow.
So sometimes it's an act of obedience.
Sure.
And faith.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Sure. We're wrapping up. Kelita, what is your message to all the mothers out there for Sunday, for Mother's Day?
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. I think so. I can only imagine the stress that can come with, you know, taking care of an actual child. Like, that's beyond my understanding right now. But you're doing a great job. Continue being just loving and caring and nurturing and parenting in all the ways that you do already. If you are experiencing children that are kind of doing some crazy things, because we do crazy things sometimes, just keep on to the faith. Keep looking and pushing to God to be your strength. And we love you, even though sometimes we don't say that or we don't show it. It's definitely the case. And we wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day.
Oh, beautiful. And to you, Mama, a message for Mother's Day to all the mothers.
A message to all the mothers is that you have sacrificed, you have loved, you have even gone without to raise. And I'll end with the story about my mother again, is that, you know, I grew up in Canada and I grew up in the United States and I went to high school in the U.S. And at that time, the U.S. dollar was so, so strong.
Sure.
And my mother sent me to the best private school there. I mean, with, you know, Sidney Poitier's children and Bill Cosby's children and Natalie Cole's sisters and all of that. And so one day she was walking back from her office as one of the first qualified, educated people. She didn't have a car. And she was walking back and she had groceries on her head.
Sure.
And somebody said, oh, Mema Kube, I mean, you're one of the first educated people. You should be driving a Mercedes. How can you be walking
and carrying groceries on your head?
And this is what she said to them. She said, Wanaka, my Mercedes-Benz is in America.
Sure.
And of course, she was referring to me.
Sure. Wow.
I was at high school. Sure. So I say that to say that my mother sacrificed so I could be where I am today.
Amen.
And I know that that story is not unique to me. There are many women, you know, mothers who have sacrificed to try and make sure that their children get the best. And so to all you mothers who have sacrificed out there, I say to you that God has seen your sacrifice.
Amen.
And God never lets any sacrifice go unrewarded. The Israelites were slaves for 430 years.
Sure.
And when they left that place of slavery, he said, you will not go unrewarded. He said, go and collect the silver and the gold from your neighbor's house, and it will be generational wealth. And so I say this to you mothers out there, and I just pray for you that every sacrifice that you have made, may the Lord see every sacrifice, may he reward your diligence, may God cause you to reap every sacrificial seed that you have sown in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach. May God bless you and bless you in the city, bless you out of the city, bless your uprising and downrising, and and bless your bread and water, and may God cause you to be rewarded like never before. And I want to say to those who are crying, those mothers who are crying, this is the scripture that I have for you. Jeremiah 31, 16 and 17. Stop your crying and wipe away your tears.
Yeah.
All that you have done for your children will not go unrewarded.
Sure.
They will return from the enemy's land.
Mm.
There is hope for your future. Your children will come back home.
Mm.
I, the Lord, have spoken. Let that be your scripture, Jeremiah 31, 16, 17. And so, Father, we thank you and we call forth every prodigal child, every prodigal son, every prodigal daughter.
Lord.
We thank you that they come back. Mm. They come out of a drug addiction. They come out of alcoholism. They come out of depression. They come out of suicidal thoughts. And Father, we thank you that like the prodigal son, they will come to themselves.
Mm.
And Father, they will return home.
Yeah.
And Lord, we thank you for unity in the family as never before. We bless you and give you glory.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. So you brought the poem that your son wrote for you many years ago.
Yes,
you
yes.
You want to read that for us?
I do.
And
I do
want to dedicate it to all the mamas.
I
want
to dedicate it to all the... Now, my son is also a bit of an introvert and he communicates by writing.
Oh, beautiful.
So I think I took all the
the
airtime.
Yeah.
My children had nothing left.
Yeah.
So he wrote this about, I think about 7, 8, maybe 10 years ago.
Mm.
He's 35 now.
Okay.
He said, "A mother is the essence of life,
the
cradle of our world. A mother is all that is comfort, kind, and caring. A guardian of principles, ambassador of values. A mother is strength in weakness, rigidity in a liquid world. No obstacle insurmountable. She stands taut, defiant of all adversity." Mangwana. "Her love more inimical than the smell of rain. Her strength comparable to all that is mighty. Her determination inspiring. Her passion crippling to bystanders. In awe we remain, for this is your day. Let it be filled with love and celebration."
Aww,
and so we celebrate all the mothers out there.
We celebrate them.
Sharing my poem with you. Be loved, be encouraged, be inspired to keep on doing what God purposed you and intended you to do.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ma. And if the listeners would like to keep in touch with you, Kelita, to get hold of your music, to keep in touch, are you visible on social media? How do they get you?
You can find me on Instagram and on Facebook. Kelita, that's K-E-L-I-T-A-H X Music.
Okay.
So Kelita X Music.
Okay. And on Instagram
and Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, but you won't see me do anything there.
And Mama, if the listeners would like to get in touch with you.
Yes, I'm also on social media. So on Twitter at Rev Pearl.
Okay.
I'm also on Instagram. And then I'm on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two pages. One is an account, personal account. One is a page. The page is full, but the other one is Kingdom Transformer.
Okay.
Pearl Coupe.
Right.
Yeah. And then even my email address, I do answer emails. So pearl.coupe, K-U-P-E, at gmail.com.
Okay. So you can send her an email, pearl.coupe, K-U-P-E, at gmail.com. Playing us out this afternoon, you know, in commemoration of Mother's Day, is Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Yes.
You know
we
it.
We love us some Shirley.
With I Remember Mama.
I Remember Mama. We love that song.
We love you mothers out there.
Amen.
May God do you good.
Amen. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
You did such a fabulous job.
Thank you, Mommy.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit. your daily companion.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.